Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, and somebody's been with me almost the whole time, Eva Rosenberg. She is the Tax Mama, taxmama.com. Find her books there and all the other things. Eva, you got a webinar coming up pretty soon, haven't you?
I do, and I really do want to talk about this because everybody has so many questions about tax problems, tax issues, and everything else. And we are going to have a free webinar. Essentially, it's going to be open mic. It's going to be for 2 hours on July 8th, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm going to post it on taxmama.com. But if you go to itaxmama.com, special roundtable webinar, you can come and join us. If people send us the questions in advance, we'll start by answering those, but we're going to take your questions, anything that you want to ask, and we're going to give you two hours. And if this works, we're going to do this free webinar every week.
Good for you.
So you'll have a place, without having to sit on hold with the IRS forever, you'll have a place to ask these questions.
Well, let me know what I can do to help. We'll give you some e-love over here on this side. That's an important thing that you're doing there, and I appreciate you making it available for free. So go to itaxmama.com and sign up.
itaxmama.com, special roundtable webinar. And thank you for reminding me. I need to put that on the front page of the website. I haven't had time to do that.
You need to get that.
It's
get
going
that
up today.
Up there. Get that one up there. We'll do. We'll give you as much e-love as we can. In fact, we'll put that in our newsletter this week. Eva, can we shift over to the is there anything else about that was on your notes that you want to talk about? I want to get your thoughts on the tax issues of the Paycheck Protection Program, but I can wait on that for a minute if you got something else you want to talk about.
No, why don't we go to that, because we're going to run out of time.
So the Paycheck Protection Program, one of the issues was going to be whether you were going to be able to essentially double dip, deduct the payroll taxes and get paid by the government. And as it was, I'm not sure it may still be, you weren't going to be able to deduct those payroll expenses if you also got repaid by the government in the Paycheck Protection Program. Where is that right now? Do you know?
Yeah, honestly, I'm not positive because, they've been talking about that. I didn't see that they...
It still hasn't gotten resolved, though, right?
Let me tell you what we do have. As part of the original CARES Act, we got additional time to pay the payroll taxes.
Right.
So we have that third thing, and this is what you get to do. And they've redesigned the Form 941, which is the payroll tax return, which needs to be filed at the end of this month. They've redesigned it so that if you're not going to pay your payroll taxes now, the employer's share, not the employees, you got to pay that, but the employer's half of the payroll taxes, you have until next year and even until the end of 2022 to pay those. So if you're not paying them in the current year anyway, you can't deduct them, so you can only deduct things you paid. So that double dipping may not be a question yet.
On the taxes
but I
part,
think
yeah.
I think we're probably going to ultimately end up being able to take the deduction even if we get the loan forgiveness. That's my prediction.
That's probably going to be part of that. That would be an easy way for them to extend the benefits. Sort of get a little extra leverage out of that benefit, even though it is double dipping. There's no question about that. But that's a 20%. That could be a 20% bump, maybe, or more for some people, right?
It could be. But let me tell you a little bit about the loan. I'm not, and I guess I was confused.
30 seconds.
This.
Go ahead.
Read the contract, because they put out a lien on your assets, on your business assets, mm-hmm. if your loan is over $25,000, if you get one of those EIDL loans, and they have all kinds of other restrictions if you want to move your business, sell off a piece of it, contract with somebody else to do your marketing for you. There are all kinds of restrictions that mm-hmm. may cause you to either lose the loan or have to pay it back, or have to get written permission right. from the SBA.
As she
read
said, folks,
term.
You signed a document. You need to read it. Hey, Eva, good job today, as always. Thank you again for being here. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. And have a less taxing day.
There you go. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.